I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. How fugitive Eric Freen was caught after weeks on the run in the woods. Let's get started. Week after week, he topped the FBI's most wanted list. Tonight, this man's entry on that list on the FBI's website reads captured. Eric Freen is his name, and he's an alleged cop killer. He dressed and armed himself like a member of the Cold War era Warsaw Pact and melted into the woods of northeastern Pennsylvania for weeks now. Tonight, nearly 7 weeks after a deadly ambush that took the life of a Pennsylvania state trooper, the suspect, Eric Freen, has finally been apprehended. We're going to bring you the latest on how he managed for so long to elude one of the biggest manhunts in recent memory. First, though, Susan Candiotti joins us. New details on exactly how he was captured. So what do we know, Susan?
Well, we know that he was taken into custody, discovered, Anderson, at an abandoned airstrip in an area in the Pocono Mountains between Henryville and Tannersville. Apparently, he was captured without one shot being fired. This is a very wooded area, that's how it's described to me, where he was found by a team involving the, including the U.S. Marshal Service as well as the Pennsylvania State Troopers. Now, again, this is an area that is a very wooded area, at some distance from where he originally was involved in that shooting, killing one trooper and injuring another. And as you know, this has been an extensive manhunt, using more than hundreds and hundreds of troopers looking for him. And they even went so far as to cancel Halloween. People were so frightened that he remained on the loose. So, Anderson, a huge sigh of relief at this hour.
Now, do we know what kind of weapons he still had on him? Because one of his weapons was found weeks ago.
That's right. The word that our justice correspondent Pamela Brown is hearing is that he was armed at the time and that they recovered at least one weapon. Now, it's unclear whether that was the weapon that they found, the one that he was armed with, or that was another one. Unconfirmed reports that weapons, plural, were seized, but we're still looking into that, Anderson.
And are authorities telling you where he is now? What's next for him?
The idea is right now that he will be taken back to, according to my sources, to the Blooming Grove Police Barracks. That's where the shooting originally happened some time ago, back on September the 12th. And then the next thing likely that would happen after that, of course, he will be fingerprinted, mugshots taken, paperwork. If he's giving a statement, he'll give a statement. We'll have to see what happens next. And then, of course, he would be making a court appearance.
And if authorities give any kind of press conference, of course, going to bring that to you. Susan Candiotti, thank you. CNN Justice Correspondent Evan Perez joins us now with more. So, Evan, I mean, he was on the FBI's most wanted list. Hundreds of federal agents were part of this hunt. It's incredible that he was able to evade capture for some 48 days. Do we know much about how he did that, how often he was on the move? I assume he wasn't camped out at this isolated old airstrip the entire time.
Well, that's right, Anderson. According to the sources we've been talking to, they found indications that he had been preparing for this for some time. He's an excellent marksman, so that's the reason why he could shoot from a long distance. And it also was one reason why officers were being very careful about when they would search for him. For instance, not doing searches at late at night. They also found indications that he had dug burrows so that he could perhaps evade some of the night vision stuff that people could fly over and find him. So there was all kinds of indication that he had prepared for some time to be able to hide out. And the fear was that this was going to take months and months.
Right. It wouldn't just be night vision equipment. They also have heat cameras that can tell body heat in the forest. So the idea of digging something underground would nullify that. He's going to face state charges. What about federal charges? Anything?
Well, the plan first would be probably state charges, because obviously this is a Pennsylvania state officer that he killed and he wounded another. The federal government put him on this, the FBI put him on this most wanted list, so there are also federal charges that could be brought against him. The death penalty is very likely. Pennsylvania has the death penalty, and the federal death penalty also could apply in case those charges are brought.